Okay, we are on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. As I said once before, not that it makes a difference, when I originally was looking to where will we get to, I thought we'd finish the first perek by summer. So Baruch Hashem, this, what will probably be three Sambat, is a bonus, because Baruch Hashem, but it makes no difference. Okay, we are up to Esrei. What happened is, the Shiloh we talked about yesterday, can a girl make a shliach to accept her get? What is the power of the Nara vis-a-vis her father? Is she equal? And therefore, she is like, as strong as he is, he can make a shliach, she can make a shliach? Or no, she is works for her father, and she's not as strong as her father, and therefore cannot make a shliach. And I want to point something out. And this helps us explain the Gemara before as well. It's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara views the father has the rights to his daughter. That's what happens by a Tana and a Nara. It's the father's right. He owns those rights. If the Torah also gave her a right, it's under the father's, quote-unquote, jurisdiction, probably the wrong word, his control to a certain extent. The question is to what degree? We had Rabbi Yochanan, who said that only works for get, not for kedusha, because the father would never be happy that his daughter goes away from him, and it's the father's control. Whereas get, she's coming to him, he's probably happy that she's doing it. That was Rabbi Shlokhi said, Vyatza said, that she gets a right to kedusha, even though she's leaving the father. But nobody's doubting the fact that it's his control, and that she is under him, and the question is how much right she gets. So now we have the Shiloh. She can accept a get, both according to Rabbi and Rosh Lakish, according to the Tanakhama, a girl can accept her get. To what degree is she independent? Is she independent? Is she only herself? She has no right to pass that on. That's the Gemara Shiloh. And the Gemara answered, Rav Nachman said, Ein Paisa Shliach. Rav Nachman paskened that the girl's power is limited. That's where we left off yesterday. Yes.
Again, this was talking about Aaron, the girl who got married.
Aaron said it's not marriage.
Well, it's first stage of marriage.
Right, but not enough to affect the father financially at all. He loses nothing by the time of Aaron.
He loses some.
Nothing. Nadarim. He now needs a partner to be made for Nadarim. Besides for that, he has everything. He gets her earnings. He gets something she finds. The financial obligations to dad haven't changed in iota. Yes.
Stepfather.
Not a father.
Biological.
Yeah. Okay. Father means biological. Stepfather has no rights in the girl. It's not his daughter. Tyra only gave. He can't marry her off. He can't accept her divorce. It's not his daughter. Yes, doctor.
In some ways, the parents of the girl are not married. The male and produce the child. Does he have any control over the daughter?
A father has control over his daughter, whether he's married or not married, during in wedlock, not in wedlock, makes no difference. A daughter is a biological daughter, is a daughter.
That was the implication, et cetera. So even if someone just happened to come across someone in the field, force himself on them, a daughter was produced.
That daughter is his daughter with all his obligations towards her and all his rights in her. Correct.
I mean, I knew that for male.
Anarabba, father's rights in a daughter are more than in a son.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're just talking about Cuba and stuff like that.
No. The father is the father. If he's a Russia, there's no Ichus Kibbutz, but that doesn't affect his financial rights either. The financial rights have nothing to do with Kibbutz. It's a right the Torah gave a father.
No,
I want to make it clear. Aviv Russia, a person is not mechuyev to be mechaben. But it has nothing to do with financial rights.
If your father's a Russian, you don't have to give him a chair
and things like that. It's a machlokes v'sheinim, halakha l'maisa. Aviv Russia, a person not mechuyev to be mechaben. So it's a Rambam, because the Rambam says, yes, The Gemara seems to say no. So there are all kinds of tzeruts. The Torah asks in the Rambam from the Gemara, but I'm not getting involved. I'm not learning Yibel Avraham now. But I just want to stress, it has nothing to do with the financial rights that he has in his daughter. That's his rights, regardless. Okay, so now we just said, Rav Nachman said, that the girl does not have as much power as her dad. And she cannot make a shliach for Gerish. That's what Rav Nachman said. He didn't say, why? He just said, that's the halacha. Meaning he didn't bring a source, I should say. whoever is, can somebody mute themselves? If not, I have to mute everybody. What is it, star five? Okay. X-ray. Ktana she'amra hiskabel ligiti. A ktana that says to a shliach, get my get. A woman has a right to make a shliach with Kabbalah. She can rank a shliach to accept her get. She's a ktana, she appointed a shliach, ain't a get. It's worthless. Achegi get liyada. Until the get comes to her possession, it means nothing because she can't make a shliach. The ktana has no power to appoint an agency. That's what this braisa said. That a ktana, I think it's a braisa, it might be a mishnah. A ktana that said, accept the get from me, it doesn't work because ktanas can't make shluchim. They have no power. A katan can't make a shliach. A ktana can't make a shliach. Mashma the diak is hanara haris a get. Mashma, that a Nara would have a get. It's only because she's a Ktana and has no power to affect an agent. But if it would be a Nara, if not, it would be a bigger Kiddush to say, Tana Nara Sha'amri is Kabuli Gita ain't a get. Doesn't say that. It says Ktana. Mashma and Nara could make a Shliach.
So,
well, obviously, the husband must be making the guy a shliach to deliver it. Correct.
What is that?
What?
How do we learn Ashi
until the get hits her hand? The Tana can accept the get. Well, whoever delivers it has to come from the power of the husband. Correct. Could be her. Could be her husband, shliach. Correct. You don't need a king of a get.
When she brings it to her, then she becomes.
Again, obviously the husband's authorizing this. That's what Feitel said. Our diak is not that. Our diak is the fact that that it says Ktana, not Nara. Is a raya that a Nara can make a shliach. That's what's bothering us. Rav Nachman just said a Nara cannot make a shliach to accept her get. She doesn't have that power. The Mishnah there says a Ktana can't because she's a Ktana. Mashma Nara can. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, Hagam b'mayiskina b'she'en la'av. Talking about a girl who has no dad. She's an orphan. And an orphan, as a Nara orphan, is completely in charge of herself. Whatever parental right the father had is gone because he's gone. So at this point, the one in charge of her is the Nara. She can marry herself off. She can accept her get. She's a totally independent person. Nobody inherits her. Therefore, she can make a shliach. She's an adult. It's only because in monetary rights her father had a right. There is no dad. He passed on. If she's a ktana and her father passed on, she can't make a shliach because she's a ktana. If she's a nara and her father passed on, then she can make a shliach. That brisa or mishnah, whatever it is, the mishnah, that said a ktana can't make a shliach, is talking about even a yisayma. A yisayma. Sukta to Gemara can't be. The tani sefer. And the Sefer says, if Amar loy avia, if the father told the agent, say the kabel get labiti, if the father asked the person to be a shliach lekabelah, and ratzabal achzer lo yachzer, then the husband has no right to change his mind once the shliach got it. Meaning, by get, the rule is, as soon as the shliach lekabelah gets it, she's divorced. If there's no shliach lekabelah, the divorce happens when the woman gets it, or her father gets it. And till then, the husband can still change his mind. And it says here clearly that if the husband appointed her this agent, as soon as he gets it, the husband can't change his mind, which is not a shver halacha, except it means the father is still alive. And for the Gemara, we'd like to give the Gemara a chance to do its own thing. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about when you have a father, because the next line in the Mishnah says, in Mama lo yaviyo. And for the Gemara, Chsura Mechsur Vachitani. The Mishnah is missing a piece. Ktahachitani. Tanish Arma Niskabu Ligitiye Neget, Achegiye Get Liyota. The inference is, Hanar Arize Get, the Medvar Mamurum Chein Lav. That's only true when she's an orphan. Have a yeshlav. V'amar aviyat tzeder kabel abitigita. Writes about lachzul loyachzer. But if she has a father, then she has no rights. But the father can appoint the shliach l'kabbalah. So we're adding to the Mishnah. Right? You don't like. We don't like to say case one is one way, case two is the other way. When the Mishnah is continuing and says, and if her father, that means there's a father. So it says missing a piece. It's saying, till now we were talking about an orphan. Now we're talking about if she has a father. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Ain't a get. Actually, I get the other. The ain't shlichus l'katan. The katan has no power to appoint an agent. Look at him a viola. Whoever brings it to her, yeshlucha shabal l'halacha v'yitnan Allah. Has to be the shliach of Baal to bring it, and he gives it to her. If he wants to change his mind, lo yachzer, shliach l'kabbalah have, because the father appointed him as an agent to Kabbalah, shabal liyad in his garshan. As soon as he got it, she got divorced. Even if the get were to get burnt right away, meaning even the girl never got to get, the father never got to get. The shliach got to get, he was a shliach l'kabbalah, the divorce happened at that moment. Medvar Mamurim Diktanah L'Shayach B'Shlichus K'Shein La'av, but she has no father. Avu Yesh La'av Amar Le'aviyah Klamer. Avu Yesh La'av Shayach B'Shlichus Api Aviyah. If there is an Av, then the father can make a Shliach Afila Nara. Shem Amar Le'aviyah Ben Shul K'Tanah Ben Shul Nara is Kaba Leviti. Right? If the father made him a Shliach, I don't care if the girl's 10 or 12, makes no difference. The father can appoint a Shliach. Mahashtali Tikshu Diyuka D'Resha. Can ask from an inference in the Resha, the B'Shein Lava Koyin, the Resha is going when she has no father. Then there's a difference in Nektan and Anara. But when she has a father, there is no difference in Nektan and Anara. She can never make a Shliach, and the father can always make a Shliach.
Should she, even if Shlomi died, she's divorced?
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by this, but yeah.
No, she doesn't know that. She got it.
What do you mean she doesn't know?
What do you mean? That went to her chutz or whatever it is.
That's what happens. But he has to Sarah Zegitech. We went through this yesterday. We discussed that the Gemara in 8th Perek. Remember we said you have what to do over summer? That's what we're talking about. The Gemara in 8th Perek talks about if you give a woman a get and she doesn't know it's a get, she doesn't know what happened, you have to tell her Sarah Zegitech. You can tell her later. You have to take it back and give it to her again. We spoke out this machloikas in the 8th Perek in Gittin. We mentioned this yesterday.
Naira Yitzoma can make it.
Absolutely. She's a total adult. And Naira's inability to make a shliach is not because she doesn't have power. It's because she doesn't have power while her father controls her. Not because she inherently is incapable. She's capable, but her capability has been usurped by her father. What? Usurped. What? Why not? He took her right. He took her power.
The father should be there, and
Oh, usurp means what? Doesn't it mean take away?
No, I thought that's right.
Okay, I'm not going to learn English now. All means is that he took away, or he controls her power. End of story.
It says that Nara does have power, which is now father.
She has power over Jezebel.
That's right.
Not a chiddush. It's a fact. It's a fact. The Mishnah there is telling me a ketana has no power to make a shliach.
Did you know that before?
Again, the Mishnayos tell us things that we know. Meaning, we know it because we learn Mishnayos. I always say you're smarter than the Gemara. Because you already know the end. Whereas the Gemara didn't know the end when they wrote the Gemara. To understand the next sugya, I want to give a short introduction. Biblically speaking, a father can marry his daughter off till she's 12 and a half. The right of a father. He can marry off his daughter when she's one day old. It's his right to marry her off. That right extends till 12 and a half. Now, 12 and a half is really a regular age because most girls become naris at the age of 12. He gets 6 months post her becoming a gdaila. Whenever she gets nesaris, she turns into a nara. 6 months later, she turns into a begaris. 6 months to the day. No less, no more. That's the halacha. Until then, it's not the gay, the sugya just mentioned the derech agav. Till then, he has all the rights of kedusha. Now, there is no father. So what happened? Rabbanon were worried about having single girls around. Even though they can marry themselves off at 12, they were not happy at having single girls or 10 walking around either. They liked marriage. Marriage was protection in many different ways. So they instituted a rabbinic marriage. Usually, the marriage is done by mother or brother. It has no biblical power. It is a rabbinic marriage that lasts till she turns 12. And when she turns 12, and they this machlokes and mivatzijavamus, but for our practical purposes today, if they once they live together after she turns 12, that marriage goes from rabbinic to biblical. That's the halacha. But till she turns 12, becomes a nara, to rabbinic marriage. That rabbinic marriage can be broken one of two ways. He can give her a rabbinic get for his rabbinic marriage, or she can say, I want out. She has a right to walk out of a rabbinic marriage. That is called miyun.
While she is a minor, Rabbi? While she is a minor, she has the capacity
before 12
to be
years
mean?
Old, correct. Yes. Miyun is before 12 years old, she can walk out. After 12, it's interesting. After 12, they didn't live together yet. Rabbinically, she can't walk out. Biblically, she can. Meaning, Rabbanan said, we don't like Miyun after she turns 12. But really, still rabbinic till they live together. It become a biblical marriage. Biblical marriage can only be broken by one of two ways. Somebody dies, or he gives her a get. No woman can walk
Rabbi,
out of a biblical marriage.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can I ask a quick question? While I understand this is rabbinic, do we have any other instances where a katana or a katan has the power to make this kind of decision?
Well, we will right now. That's why I introduced the sugya.
Can you repeat the question?
No, I mean other than this.
Else that katan and katana make decisions, like she's walking out of a marriage. Rabbanan allowed her to walk out of the marriage that is rabbinic. He wanted to know, is there any analogous case where a katan or a katana have power to make decisions? We're going to have one right now. That's why I introduced this whole sugya.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that was a rabbinic takana that they can buy. We had that in Gittin. Putais, that they are allowed to make transactions to sell or buy metalkalin. That is true. That is a rabbinic transaction also. And we find they're empowered to go to Unger's and buy a donut. Because that's the kind of Rabbanon. Or go to any other store and buy whatever else, metalkalin. So that we do find that they are empowered in that way. That is true. But I'm bringing this up because of this sugya that adds, it's a big machlokes for Shaitan, but this is the simple way to learn the sugya, that adds a new dimension that was not mentioned elsewhere. or I don't remember it being mentioned elsewhere. It's a better way to say it. And that is, not only can her brother marry her off or her mother marry off rabbinically, she can marry herself off rabbinically. That is included in her rights, rabbinically, to marry herself off rabbinically. That is, not only can a mother or brother do it for her, included in the rabbinic takana from this sugya's mashma, that she has her own right to do this rabbinic marriage. So as in a 10-year-old, she can say, I want to marry this guy, the guy marries her, it's a rabbinic marriage. You don't need the acquiescence, the agreement of an adult. This rabbinic marriage, from this sugya's mashma, that this rabbinic marriage can be done by her and herself. Her mother can do it, her brother can do it, and she can do it. We haven't seen yet. That's why I'm introducing this sugya, right? That's why I'm saying this, to avoid
it.
A very, I just said that, it's a very big kiddush that is usually not mentioned anywhere else. I shouldn't say never mentioned anywhere else. I don't remember it being mentioned anywhere else. And there are rishonim that say it can't happen, but they have a whole problem how to learn this whole Gemara. So to avoid that, I am learning the Gemara the way it's written, and Rashi explains it. And that is that a girl can marry herself off as well. And she can do me in as well. It's rabbinic. But it expands her rabbinic power. And that's what I meant when I told Harvey, we're going to see now that she has more power under certain circumstances. She can affect a rabbinic marriage. She can get married rabbinically. She can walk out of it. Now, her father, her mother, and her brother, that when they marry her off, is also rabbinic. And she can also walk out of that. But we usually don't find, I'd like to use the word never, but I don't want to say never. We don't find anywhere else that a Ketana is marrying herself off. It's always referred to mother and brother. Here we find a Ketana marrying herself off. So I just introduced that, because the Gemara is going to say that, so I just want it to be on the table before we start. Yes?
And just to clarify, if the father marries, the father's living marries one day, that's totally biblical.
Totally biblical.
But with the mother or brother, it's only rabbinic?
Yeah. Correct. Mother and brother have no rights. The father owns the rights. Mother and brother have no rights.
She's gone, I'm saying.
Yeah. She's gone. Nobody owns her as a Ketana, and as a Nara, she owns herself. No, no rights. The trouble is financial. Now, we're going to have a big chiddush here. Itmar. Tana Shiniskacha Shaloi Ladas Avia. Ketana married herself off without her father's permission. Her father's alive and well. Not that it makes a difference if he's well or not. She marries herself off. That is a non-marriage. She has no right to marry herself off. She's a Ketana and her father is alive. Zok de Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Tzricha Get, U'Tzricha Miyun. We require a divorce from the husband, and we also require her to walk out of the marriage. The Gemara will explain why. Amar Karna, so Karna said, Dvarim Begav. I don't know the literal translation it means. It makes no sense, is what he's saying. Archko probably has nicer words.
Something
problematic. Im get lama mien, vim mien lama get. Make up your mind. Why does she need a get? If you're telling me it's rabbinic, or we're afraid that people will consider it rabbinic, so let her just walk out. And if you're afraid that people will say it's biblical, so let her just get a get. Why are we requiring two acts of breaking up this marriage? Makes no difference. It's not. Why? It still doesn't become biblical. She's a Ketana. Zokta Gemara. Amrule. So they told Karna. Ha mar ukvo beidine bekifri. I'm going to do another few bunch of lines. But my ukva in his bezin are in the city of Kefri. Go ask him. Hey, Kari, you have a question? Let's see what my ukva has to say. Shmuel said a halacha. Karna said it doesn't make sense to me. So he told Karna, you know what? My ukva is Reish Bezin. He's in the city of Kifri. See what he has to say. They went and they turned it around and they said that Karna said she needs both and that Shmuel had said it makes no sense. That's how they did it. And Rashi's going to say why they did it. They bedavka went, the way Rashi learns, and they changed the Mandi Amram. They told Rav that whatever Shmuel said, they blamed on Karna. Whatever Karna said, they blamed on Shmuel. Bedavka. And Rashi will tell us why. Amr lohu. So Rav's reaction was, Alakim, I swear, tzricha get or tzricha mian. I don't understand Shmuel, because the way he understood it, it was Shmuel that said she doesn't need both. He said, I don't understand, she needs both. The chasle lezare da'aba baraba the name achi. It doesn't make, I don't know what chasle means. It means, he can't have said this. Shmuel could not have said this. How does he translate it?
Far be it
that Shmuel said this. Meaning, right away he saw through this. Don't tell me that Shmuel said she doesn't need both. The son of Abba Bar Abba, which is Shmuel's father, never would have said that. Meaning, you're telling me Shmuel said this, it just doesn't make any sense that he said it. The other way is 100% right. She needs both. Frank the Gemara.
Is this talking about if she wants to get divorced or if you have to get divorced?
If they want to break up the marriage.
Oh, but she would...
Can you be very... I understand. You have a great question. Hold it for another 2 minutes. So why is Shmuel right? What Shmuel really said, which Rab agreed to. Amar Avachem Beidravika, Tzricha get Shemen Nisratza Abba Kedushin, Tzricha Mian Shemen Loi Nisratza Abba Kedushin, V'yayim Rein Kedushin Taifsin Bachaysa. We got a problem here. We got a big problem here. The father might have agreed to her Kedushin. After she did it. And if the father agreed to the Kedushin, it becomes a Kedushin Daraisa. She received money from the guy. The father is very happy with this Kedushin. It can become a Kedushin at that point. And therefore, we're playing around with a possible biblical marriage. Maybe her father agreed. We don't know. And since we don't know, and there's no way to ascertain whether he was happy or not, right? So therefore we say, we got to treat this as a possible biblical marriage. Biblical marriage can only be dissolved by divorce. At the same time, we have a problem. Because if we say she gets a get, then if the guy marries this girl's sister, they're going to say it's not a marriage. Look, he had to give her a get. That means she's his wife's sister. Kedushin is not chal. But she might not be his wife's sister. This was Leah who accepted Kedushin as a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, right? And meanwhile, we made him give her a get because maybe the father agreed. And now he goes and makes Kedushin to Rachel, an adult girl, and they're going to say it's not a Kedushin. That was a biblical Kedushin to Leah. We made him give a get. We required a get. That means this is a sister of his divorcee. Kedushin's not chal. So we won't need a get from Rachel. But the truth is, it might not have been a biblical marriage. It might have been zero. It might have been a rabbinic marriage at best. And why we... That means he was married to Rachel. That he is married to Rachel. Again, give me a chance. So how can we just rely on a get? It's going to make a problem. If this guy marries Rachel, we'll make that marriage null and void. It's his wife's sister. Because we know it's his wife, we required a biblical get. So therefore we require Mian. So that announces to the whole world, this might be rabbinic only. Might be biblical, might be rabbinic. So if he marries Rachel, we'll require a get. And meanwhile, we'll require a get to Leah because maybe the father agreed. And if the father agreed, it became a biblical marriage. So we cover our bases. We cover our bases by doing both. One, to take care of the possibility that it's biblical. and the other one to stress that it's only a possibility. Because if we only do a get, people will assume it was a biblical marriage. If it's a biblical marriage, you can't marry her sister. That's why Shmuel and Rav both say, we want both. We want a biblical marriage, a divorce, and we want a rabbinic miyun. That way people will see that this is not something we know exactly what's happening, and therefore, that's why we're doing that. That's the shot in the Gemara. Yes, now I'll take
Rabbi,
questions. Yes.
If the father is alive, why can't we ask him?
Obviously, it's a good question. It's a good question. I don't have a very good answer to that, except for one of two things. Either he might not be here, he might have heard about it, might not be here, or maybe he changed his mind five times over. What he says now doesn't mean
maybe,
he never agreed.
Right, maybe he disagreed and then decided, you know, maybe this guy's the
or maybe he agreed and then decided to disagree.
Uh-huh.
We don't know. Again, it bothered me also, that question, and that's how I answered it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rabbi Cohen, you had a question that you...
No, I just wanted to know that this whole thing about... Does she have to leave? Or...
No. No. They can stay married happily ever after. And then when she turns 12 and they consummate the marriage and it becomes biblical according to everybody, they can buy a nice cake.
But Rebbe said that if the father was Moskim,
it becomes biblical.
So where do we see that a katana has that ability?
I lost you, Jazzy.
Well, no, you said she was one that accepted it, right?
Right, so for those who remember Kedushin Daf Yud Tes.
Oh my gosh, every time it's like...
So what am I supposed to do? On Kedushin Daf Yud Tes, it says that a father can tell his son, a daughter, Tzi V'Kibli Kedushesh.
Does he have a
katana
there?
Not the test of it, Amar Rav Amar Nachman, I'm Adam Labitek Tana, Tzi V'Kibli Kedushesh.
This is a little bit different. This is Pshat, is the Mafreya.
It's a child, whether it's Mafreya for works from now. This is the Machlek, to show you exactly how it works. Here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really.
So, Miyun is Mafreya or Mafreya?
Miyun knows the marriage. It never happened.
A man can marry two sisters.
He's not married to the first one who she did Miyun.
He's no longer.
He never was married to her.
Once Miyun happens, he was married.
Correct. Yes, doctor.
My arm is getting up. But,
just a procedural question. I mean, what is Miyun? I know what Miyun is. You're translating it as walking out. What is the physical manifestation of Miyun, which is going to be so well known throughout the community?
She says, I don't want to be married to him.
That's it? Just
there's a whole list of things in Subas of how a girl can do Miyun. She can say, I like that guy better. She can say goodbye. There's all kinds of lists of things that a girl can do to exercise her right of Miyun.
Do you remember
an
address on that?
I probably be able to find it. Something tells me it's in the... It's not through the first 7 parakim. It's either parak 8 or 9.
What I meant to say was that a man not married to women, but he can be with the two sisters.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time, but normally that person can't be with
because him. He was married, but he's not married.
I'm talking about the act of being with him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, theoretically, you can be with two girls and sisters out of wedlock.
That's possible.
Okay, and here...
Well, here's Mr. what he did.
By the way, it's also because it's not... We're married, not because they're sisters.
Right. Wait, what? Not because they're sisters?
No. You're not allowed to live with any woman out of wedlock. Not his wife. You're not allowed to, one is not allowed to marry their wife's sister. It has to be a wife. There's no wife. There's no isser. It's also to live with any woman out of wedlock.
There's no special issue about two sisters or a mother and a daughter?
Not through Zus, no. Again, I mean, these are not recommended. Highly not recommended. Okay, let's do Rashi. Don't trashy. Tanishin is Katsu Shloila Dasavia. Loyamar Lo Avia Lakablam. Father did not tell her to accept it, which would have worked. See Kedusha 19a. Loyadan, he didn't know about it. Ubiktana Hakol Maidim, Shane Kedusha Kedusha Shloila Daitai. Everybody agrees you can't marry yourself off without his knowledge. Shiri Gan and Shiri Mian Kedamatai Malakabat. Amakarna Dvaram Begav. Kach Amakarna. Yes, Dvaram Betaych Dovizah. There's something in this thing. Meaning, something is hidden here. Doesn't make sense to me. Claiming, yes, tshuva v'tema b'divrei Shmuel. There's a question and a wonder in what Shmuel said. Amar lo b'nei beis ha-medrash l'karna. So the people of the beis medrash told Karna. Amar ukva beis dinah b'kufri. Shem malkam samach lo'anu. Im nardam. Shmuel sham rachik mimenu. Shmuel was not around. Rashi's telling us, Karna was bothered by the halacha, but he couldn't ask Shmuel directly. Shmuel was in Nardar, and Nardar was far away from where Karna was. So they told Karna, if Nardar is far, but initial of Marukva. Let's ask Marukva, who's not so far. B'shem Karna, they said, Shvichah get Umir. B'shem Shmuel, they said, Dvarim Begav. It's questionable. B'shadru l'kama derav, they wanted to know whether he agreed to Shmuel that Karna was arguing on. So they wanted to know what Rav would say. Now here Rashi says a very, very big chiddush. And let me finish the Rashi before everybody has what to say. Dr. Rashi, why did they do that? Why did they change it and send it to Rav? Dr. Rav, Mishum the Rav, Oyevay Shmuel Hoya. Rav was Shmuel's friend. They were afraid that Rav would take Shmuel's side because he said, Shmuel? How, I'm not going to argue on Shmuel. So therefore, they bedavka said Shmuel said the other thing to see what he says. Meaning, they thought that if Rav is mesupik, he'll say, go with Shmuel. Shmuel knows, you know. He knows exactly how to paskin. They didn't want that. They wanted to know what Rav really holds without thinking if Shmuel said it, it must mean that way. So therefore, they said Shmuel said the opposite. So if he's in doubt, he would have gone that way. That proves he's not in doubt. Right? If you bring a Shiloh to Rav, Rabbi Yankov, and you would have said to Rabbi Yankov, Rabbi Yankov paskin this way. So if Yankov is not 100% sure, he would say, go with Ramesha. You know, I know him very well. He passes correctly. I have no reason. I don't know myself, but I go with him. Right? If you're sure you're arguing with him, then you say no. So by telling that Shmuel said the other way, they'll find out whether Rav is sure or is he leaning to Shmuel because Shmuel is his friend. Now, not his friend, and therefore you... Friend meaning he trusted him in halacha. And therefore, when in doubt, go with Shmuel. This way it eliminates doubt. If he takes the other side of Shmuel, that means he's sure to argue. He's not in Suffolk.
What did Karna say she need
halacha? He didn't. He just said it makes no sense that she need both.
What is the opposite?
He didn't say.
No, either nothing or nothing.
He didn't say that. He said either one or the other. That's what he said. He didn't say what he holds. He just said, Shmuel makes no sense. So they sent it to Rav. Now they were afraid that Rav would paskin like Shmuel, not because he holds like Shmuel, but because he's not sure or he doesn't want to take sides, so he'll say, go with Shmuel. So they bedavka at Shmuel on the other side. That way if he paskins this way, that means he holds that way. And he was so sure, he said, it's impossible that Shmuel said the other way. His confidence in Shmuel was that Shmuel doesn't make these kind of errors. He didn't say this.
And didn't want to send the question without going to what? Because
I don't know. Why did they say that? I don't know. Why did they say no names? I don't know. Yes.
Just an observation. You know, in research, this is called blinding. Nothing in research means anything unless you have a blinded evaluator who does not know what the intervention is.
Okay.
And what Rashi has said in the 11th century is something I am unaware of, blinding as a part of epistemology. So this is way in advance.
Well, Rashi's not saying it. Rashi's saying that's got the Gemara.
No, okay. Yeah.
He said the son of Abba Baraba, that is the father of Shmuel. Shricha Mian Shemala in the Sratzab of the Shabiyamu. Haraya Shishunahu again. Somebody says we things that we require to get. Savish in the Sratzab of the Shal think that the father agreed. Babla Girishusamaya, this is a real divorcee. The Shuvan Kedushin types in the Bachaisa. Then Kedushin doesn't work in her sister, Dachaisku Shasa Bikaris. Because it's a chi of karis of sin b'chayeha, kol she b'chayeha. You can't marry a wife's sister while she's alive, even if she's divorced. Mekadosh achaisa asa lafuka b'leget. And if he's mekadosh her sister, they'll say no get is necessary. And they don't want that. Because we're not sure it's a biblical marriage. We're highly in doubt. So by requiring miyun, we're announcing to the world, we don't know what marriage this is. And therefore, we're covering all our bases. And therefore, if he marries Rachel, she'll need a get me suffix. That's what we're doing. To avoid a chais isha. Something my writer. Amar of Nachman, v'hushi shitchu. The only time we say he might have agreed is that the father already made a vart, a tnoim, a vart. They were already mushudachim, meaning they had committed to each other. When are we afraid that the father would agree to his daughter marrying herself off to somebody else? When the father had expressed interest in this guy, he hadn't done kedushin, but they made a vart. They were engaged. So then, if she accepts kedushin, there's reason to believe the father agreed. This was the one he made the vart with. This is the one that he engaged his daughter to. That's when we have a fear. But if they're not engaged, then there's no reason for us to assume the father agreed. Why would he agree to when his daughter goes and marries somebody? It's too far-fetched even to consider the possibility. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. So he's limiting this halacha that you need a get, that you entertain a suffering deraisa in a case when it's shetchu, Rashi. Behusha shetchu. Hada amat shicha get kishe shidduch bal avia kaidim kedushin. That he already made a shidduch with her father before kedushin. The ikka lesvuke kishe shama shemen nisratza kishe shama. Bavlu kedushin lemafreya. Rashi here learns like those rishayim that say it would work retroactively, yes, doctor.
We have seen in the past, and unfortunately, I don't remember where, but we've seen in the past, the concept that we go to the length not to divorce a woman unnecessarily because she now becomes us the kahana. In this case, we are, on basis of a doubt, giving a woman a divorce. I mean, this girl is not going to be able to marry a kind.
Hold on a second. They can stay married happily ever after.
So
nobody's breaking up this marriage.
Agreed. I'm talking about splitting up marriage.
Now, they decided not to stay married to each other.
100%.
So now we have a question of a biblical marriage. We have no choice.
So we've got, if we have a girl do me in, just stum me in with no father, is she answer to a kind?
No.
That's what I thought. So what we're doing is we're making an unnecessary...
We're not making.
We are requiring...
Because it's a suffix deraisa.
On the other hand, there is a way out of that.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is, but you can nullify the marriage.
No, you cannot marry... No, you cannot nullify a marriage deraisa.
You can turn it into a bias nus.
We don't use Manda Mikadesh and Dais Rabbana Mikadesh. No, no, we're not doing that.
Avoid that, but I mean, it seems that we've got.
I'd rather.
Okay.
We're not exercising Manda Mikadesh and Dais Rabbana Mikadesh, though. This is a subject arise, so we have no choice here. You're dealing with a case of requiring a binigitin that will ask you to kahuna, do we or don't we? We don't do that in biblical.
It's a
subject derisa.
No, I understand that, son. It seems that we have gone the other direction.
Never do Iker Kedushin to avoid a get. Never. For Iker Kedushin when there's problems and things. Not to avoid a get.
Yeah, no, I'm aware that. You know, obviously it would have been done a number of years ago if that was done. You know, everyone, Ramosh on down, said no, but...
No, it's not a question of today. I'm talking about Chazal.
No,
they did do it. They didn't do it to avoid a get.
The
shidduch
means that he agrees with the son-in-law, right?
Shidduch means exactly what a
shidduch
means today.
It's not a ceremony or anything.
Well, it depends if they serve cake or not. And I mean, I don't know. You tell me. I attend the bar. They said nice things for things. Candy, soda, schnapps for those who like schnapps.
Is it a public event, the shidduch? Is that what
it could be. It could, doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. It could be private. And also, when the father marries off the daughter, there's a ksuba all with.
No. Ksuba is at the time of the suing. Nothing to do with Arison.
So when he marries her off, there is Arison and Kedushin?
That is what he's doing.
He's doing it at the same time?
Kedushin is Arison. He becomes an anxious ish. See, we do Kedushin under the chuppah. They used to do Kedushin as a separate ceremony.
There's no ksuba.
Ksuba kicks it when he goes to marry her and do nisuin, then there's a ksuba. He could write a ksuba earlier, he doesn't have to.
It's still necessary in the rabbanim, or...
I'm losing you.
In other words, when we do a ksuba, nobody gets married.
By the way, ksuba is a financial document, has nothing to do with marriage.
It's frowned upon by the rabbanim, if you don't have one.
It's a financial document, correct.
And in this case, where the father marries on the daughter, same thing.
It's like every other marriage. Okay. The one doesn't have to give the ksuba until after the suan. You could give it earlier. We give it earlier. We give it right after Kedusha, before we do the Sheva Brachas. Which are the birchas nesuin. A ksuba is a financial document. It has zero bearing on the validity of the marriage. Rabbinically, a man is not allowed to live with his wife without a ksuba.
What? If you can't find it.
They write another one. It's called the ksuba de irchasa. She doesn't have to have possession of it. She has to know where it is.
Or she thinks she
knows where it is. Or let her ask. Let her find out. You know, there's such a thing called the ksuba de irchasa. A special ksuba written to a woman that loses her ksuba.
Is it written? Is it with your wife?
No. There was a big tumult at Yisroel where there was a fire a Friday night in a Jewish neighborhood. And a lot of people lost the ksubas. And the question was, the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisroel has a copy of every ksuba in their files. Every ksuba in Eretz Yisroel has a double copy in the Rabbanut's office, or wherever they keep it. And the question is, was that good enough to permit the husband to live with his wife that night? Does that consider she has a ksuba? Because there's a copy of the ksuba in the Rabbanut. It was a big machlokes hapaiskim. I don't know the halacha lemaisa, but it happened a few years ago in Eretz Yisroel. There was a fire in Telstot, one of these neighborhoods. And people lost their ksubas. And the question was, are there asa to their husband to a new ksuba is written? And they don't write one on Shabbos.
What do you mean by live with? Relations or being in the same house?
Relations.
Okay. Would there be any other reason why the Rabbanut would have a copy of the ksuba?
They keep a copy of it. I don't know. I'm not. I just tell you what the shaila was. I don't even know what that look is.
Why is the that's not lost, you rewrite it, call a different type of pseudonym.
Because they don't write Basultada, they don't write the same words. She's a married lady, she's been married for 80 years, and now they're writing a new ksuba, so what are they supposed to write? He's marrying Basultada, that, you know, and it's a different nusach. You can't write the Isha Bachar, Slema Yanko, Amar Lala, the Psulta, Chavaleya. You can't write that. She's not a Psula and he's not a Bachar.